Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 Show. Coming up, we've got the Top 10 Countdown for General Well Servicing Day Group of Companies. There could be changes again in the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10. This show, just like all the other shows, and I don't know which one of you two wants to take this, is brought to you by the Mainline Automotive Group, dealerships everywhere throughout Saskatchewan.
We are going to start. Shane's going to look up the discounts on some of the Dodge Chrysler, but I know on the GM side, so the GM stores are located in Kindersley and Rosetown, the certified GM units that they have. And then as a group, right, they have over 250 units. So you need something, SUV, truck, car, anything. The Mainline Group, King of Trucks, stores in Rosetown, Kindersley, Southie,
yeah.
Watrous.
And yeah. Hey, Shank, Southie, and I think all of the Dodge dealerships, new Rams, $15,000 off. That's not going to change, guys. They say let's get them sold. Let's get them out the door. They say they got over 230 new and used vehicles throughout the dealerships sitting there waiting for new homes. They got lots of inventory. Go down there, make a deal. Shouty Scotty or any of the great dealerships in the Rosetown or in the Mainline group of companies.
There we go. We are off and running. The Senior Hockey Show. What a week. What a week it was. You know, I'm going to take the lead here again on this and let you guys get compiled because we almost forgot these guys. Last week, we're going to start with the Wheatland Hockey League. If you listen to the regular show yesterday, awesome interview with Aaron Miller. Go back and listen to it. That's the regular Monday Nooner. It's how it all started. And we, kind of talked about a couple of games of the week, and I got my circled Kanistano St. Brew Saturday, 7:30 in St. Brew, the Borgo Battleplex. no one's undefeated, boys, in the Sweetland. Tisdale's 3-1, but St. Brew and Lake Lenoir right there. Jansen right there. Jansen took it on the chin 7-1. The other night from St. Brew Lake Lenoir. And then Kinistano's in striking distance, Hudson Bay in distance. Hudson Bay's 2-2. There's a lot going on. Nipawin's still winless, but that is the sweet land. And speaking of the league leaders, we mentioned the Mario Forche in them. As for goaltending, Colton Holman from Kinistano. He's only got one game played, but he's got the goals against average. And then Colby Martin, he's the guy in between the pipes for St. Brew Lake Lenoir Rivals. He is sporting a 2 as well after 2 games. So that's your Wheatland Hockey League roundup.
I want to just mention that Mario guy because I had somebody message about him. 5.8 points per game. Like he's on pace. If they, I don't know what they probably only play like 12 games. But if they played 18 games, he'd be on pace for over 100 points. So I looked this guy up because I'm like, who is this guy, right? Like, it is the Wheatland, but I looked him up. He's only 21 years young, but he's a local. He's from Zenon Park. He played his final year of midget. He played AAA for the Tisdale Trojans. But other than that, he hasn't played any junior midget AAA. It doesn't look like he's played anywhere after that, so...
What's he doing Friday at 3?
Zenon Park to Regina's a
big hall. Question that we have.
Straight out of midget trips, though, to senior and absolutely lighting it up.
So, wow.
Pretty crazy awesome. Numbers for yeah. sure.
Awesome.
Where are we going now? Where do you guys want to go?
Hey, I want to, I'll go over to the Sask West Hockey League. I mentioned on yesterday's show, my game of the month was Wilkie and Kindersley, two big rivals. They play Friday night in Wilkie. That's our game of the week. I just threw out the game of the month to try and give it a little extra juice. But I want to give a shout out to league webmaster and statistician Phil Heilman, who's fed us some info over the last couple of years. They've got a promo that they run every month. They do the Sask West report with players of the month in the league, which I think is great. And I think league prez Joe Say hands out some gift cards out of his own genes to some of the players of the month. So quick rundown on who they had as their players of the month. Third star was Rory Gregoire from the Wilkie Outlaws, 17 points in the month. Second star, Jonathan Redlich, Bigger Nationals, 15 points for Bigger. And the player of the month, he was our player of the week last week on the show. So we weren't the only guys watching him. Brett Matlock, goalie for the Bigger Nationals, impersonating a sheet of plywood to start the year is what Phil said in his report. Outstanding. Three and three record with a 2.98 GAA.
That's good.
Fourth in the league, but he's also played three more games than anyone else. A sparking 9.26, might have meant sparkling there, Phil. You missed the L. 9.26 save percentage, good for second in the league. Apparently, though, like stats, this is a lot more than stats. Like, he's just literally holding his team in it. Wilkie peppered him with 76 shots in the game. Brett Matlock, Bigger Nationals, SaskWest Player of the Month. And like I mentioned, a couple big games coming up this weekend. Wilkie 6-0, Kindersley 4-1 Friday night at the Sask Can Center.
Let's move over to the Super League, the Long Lake Hockey League. And while we were recording last week, we can take it back. We were really curious on what was going on between Leroy and Watrous. It was a, Leroy and Wadena. It was a 6-5 come from behind win by Wadena. They scored 4 unanswered in the third period to win. And it was Shane Sesschuk.
Sesser.
Number 61, Shane Sesschuk. He scored the last two goals, ended up having a hattie in the game. So deflating for Leroy, but whoa, yeah. Good on Wadena.
Wagon. Full peek behind the curtain to our listeners on how we do this show. We recorded it before the game was over. And we taped one as if Wadena won, and we taped one as if Leroy won. And that game started at like 8:30, and it's pushing 11 o'clock. And I said, screw it. Leroy is up 5-2.
I remember. Going
to bed.
Bearcat said I wouldn't.
I uploaded the show. I was literally seconds away from falling asleep. My phone dings from a friend of a friend in Wadena. Wagons came back 1-6-5. Jumped out of bed, back to the computer, re-edited the show. Like, I was literally seconds away from us releasing a show saying Wadena lost and changing the whole top 10. It would have been a disaster.
Play Now Sports odds 2-1. When he jumped out of bed, he went and grabbed a pepperoni stick.
Quick stick in his mouth. Pretended he was smoking it as if he was editing.
Big stogie. Sure. That was actually my
supper. That's actually
big stogie guy.
That's actually quite funny that you told that story. So anyways, back to the Long Lake, huge win. And then boys, last night, as we record this on Wednesday, Watrous dumps Leroy 5-2. So two big losses for the Leroy Braves in the last week.
They played on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's that Tuesday classic I was talking about. Teeing it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We actually had a message on this about, like, we kind of give some grief to them playing midweek, but somebody actually messaged and said, obviously it's by design. They do have ice available on the weekends. With most of those leagues being somewhat, or most of those teams being somewhat close-ish to the cities, obviously that's where a lot of the players come out of. I think they made a decision that if we play, you know, one or two games a month, each team in the week, that team is going to get a weekend or two freed up every month.
Right.
And you got to think that the wife and the kids might be happy if you're not gone every Friday, Saturday on the weekend. So, yeah, kind of a smart move, actually, now that you think about it that way. And I got thinking, I wish the Quapel Valley League and the Big Six and some of these leagues actually played during the week, because I would probably be at more games with just a little looser schedule during the week. So that's the reason. How about this, guys? Lanigan Pirates, we mentioned them last week as an honorable mention, and I said they've got a stud goalie, Max Shields. Oh, no. He was hurt. He missed the last two wins. A local weapon honestly, he could have been our, he should have maybe been our player of the week. Maybe we'll send him a tarp for shits anyway.
Where's this kid out of?
Lanigan. And oh, by yes. kid, he's 37 years old. Local Sherrod Failer. I hope I'm getting that right. He was in between the pipes because Max Shields, their stud goalie, I think he hurt his shoulder blade or his collarbone or something in one of the earlier games. Not sure how long he's going to be out.
I'm horny for the Lanigan Pirates. I really like what they're doing there this year. They're the shock. They're going to shock people.
Hey, and as we, another Wednesday night or tonight, right? There's a game going on right now. Wynyard and Drake.
Yeah.
And I think Drake's only played one game still, and it was like a month ago. So,
and then, yeah, just to finish off this league, Wadena hosts Lanigan on Saturday, and Leroy trying to bounce back Foam Lake on Saturday. a couple games Friday, Foam Lake, Wadena could be a good one. And then Wynyard plays Leroy. So the Braves got to start winning some hockey games here. They got a big stretch coming up. They're sitting at 1-2. Yeah, Wadena is a class of the league right now. Watrous going to be there. It's, yeah, interesting league. That's the Long Lake. The wrap up from there.
Hey, let's go over to one of Belts' leagues. And I kind of want to jump in here, Belts. Don't want to steal your thunder.
No, but go ahead, man.
Looking at the score sheets last weekend.
Which one are we going to first?
We're going to the Nauticue.
Q, okay.
And something that stood out to me is I thought I was reading a high school football score sheet.
I see.
Because the Yellowgrass Wheat Kings went into Rolo, and we love Rolo. Special place in my heart for the Rolo Ramblers.
Love them.
They went into Rolo and won 27-2. So 29 goals in 60 minutes. Do the math. Here's my question, though.
I have one as well.
If you're Yellowgrass, Rolo's just back in the league. They haven't had a team for 10 years. I'm not saying you go easy on a team, but if you're up 14-2 after the second period, do you maybe not just dump the puck in the corner?
Obviously, yeah. Jordan Clark wasn't playing.
Oh, there it'd have been.
Like, at what point in time does, like, someone get a stick broke over their back? Because I would lose it. Like, if I was young Shane in that, like, yeah. I'm shocked someone didn't lose their minds.
It was 6-1 after one. Not the craziest box score in senior hockey, right?
No.
After two, it was 16-2.
Yeah.
At that point.
Shut her down.
Let off the pedal.
Shut her down.
11 more in the third.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Are we all on the same page there that maybe just mercy rule applies? Or
no. Take a seat, Yellowgrass.
I've never heard of a 27-2 game, I don't think, in hockey.
Yeah, that's bad. I saw that too. Yeah.
I will say that I looked at their team and I think the leading guy had 9 points. So it's not as
they spread it around.
It was very spread around, but point night, I guess you'd call it, for Yellowgrass. And I saw some. Both those teams weren't in the league last year, right? So anyway.
It was a busy weekend in the Nauticue, right? Like Friday night. Wentworth goes into Hodgeville, loses to the Huskies, who are actually in first place in the one division over there. Gravelberg heads into Assiniboia and completely wrecks your prediction, but with a 7-2 win, giving Assiniboia their second loss already of the season. Avonlea at home to Cornac, beat them 7-5. Then we go over Saturday. Assiniboia bounces back. They don't want to make Boz look too bad. They're at home. They beat Glentworth 6-3. Radville, still undefeated, beat Avonlea 6-0. Then Yellowgrass in a tight one with Rolo 27-2 in Rolo. So, boys, Hodgeville's in first. I got to give them some credit. Good for them. I know I give them a pretty hard time, but it's tight. It's tight in the Wood River division. Hodgeville's got 7 points. Assiniboia and Glentworth got 6 points. And then Gravelberg, they got two. But Radville's got 6 points undefeated. Avonlea's got 6 points with one loss. Yellowgrass and Cornac each got 4 points. So she's tight. That Div 3 is going to be interesting this year. It's good. It's anybody's ball game at this point in time.
All right, over to the 2020 Twin Rivers League. Shout out Kurt Kinnischuk. He got my Friday reference. Send me that clip. Huge upset, boys. Maybe not an upset, but Shelbrook 5-2 over Willow Cree, handing Willow Cree their first loss of the season. So Willow Cree is 5-1. And yeah, like that was, I guess we got some tweets on that game. People were chirping away. Saturday, Willow Cree bounced back, but Dalmany still undefeated. The Dalmany Sabres or Kachinas, call them what you want. They are 4-0 on the season. What's up?
I like how I love Willow Cree's fans because they're so passionate. And anytime we put out the top 10, they're like speaking that we didn't include Willow Cree. Last week we had Dalmany on the number 10. And our reasoning, they're 4-0. They won the league last year. They won 7 in a row in playoffs last year. They haven't lost in months.
Yep.
Willow Cree was 5-0. They're like, how do you put Dalmany in a 4-0? We're 5-0. In the comments on Facebook, and there's like 6 people replying to this comment. And I replied back, when's the last time Dalmany lost a game? And just kind of like interacting, right? Just chirping a bit.
Yeah.
Willow Cree loses that night. They deleted all their comments.
Oh.
I went to look at the comments and they're all gone. I'm like, come on, Willow Cree. Love the passion, hate the move.
So ding ding on Saturday night. Willow Cree in Rostern. Oh, I wish I was up north for this game. I'd go take that in. We could take the Tarlac maybe for a road trip up north. Maybe Willow Cree. So we'll talk, do a live show. Live show, Sticks and Gas. And but Rostern, I haven't been in that rink in about 100 years. That's a classic coming up Saturday night. And then Shelbrook boys. Shelbrook, who upset Willow Cree. Don't sleep on Shelbrook. They take on the undefeated Dalmany Sabres on Friday night. I like
the game of the week in that league.
Yeah, that could be clever. Shelbrook is sneaky, sneaky. So there's your Twin Rivers. Love everything going on in the Twin. Josh Anderson now leads the league 18 points with Connor Navarrete, whatever. There you go, boys.
Navajo. The old rug. Okay, let's go over to the Sask. That's his name for the rest of the year. Let's go over to the Sask Elta. Big news came out last Friday, I want to say. The St. Walburg Eagles booted, given the old punt.
But then I heard there's going to be like that maybe's not true, boss.
Okay, so let's back up. St. Walburg Eagles apparently they've been paying players forever. Back when it was the old North Saskatchewan River League, they had a big SMG budget. It's kind of some oil and gas area up there around Lloydminster, and they're bringing guys in. They took the Drazinskis from Kindersley, and obviously Kindersley was giving them quite a bit, so they enough to get them to come to St. Walburg. So the Sask Alta Hockey League is a no pay for play league.
Allegedly.
No, I think.
But maybe they're doing it like, could they do it? Be like, they brought a stuffed bear in tonight and we bought it from them for $1,000 and let them play.
Okay. So
circumvention.
Stuffed
so
bear.
I've heard
of all the things you could pick.
Well,
you went for the stuffed bear.
I've heard that their budget was 2 mortgage payments a month.
Wow.
Type levels?
In where? Like
St.
NOD,
Walburg?
NOD
no,
or
in, like,
in Kyle?
North Regina.
Okay.
So substantial. Anyway, so word got out. Players talk. People knew. Apparently they had a vote at a league meeting that was called. And I believe that every team voted to remove them from the league, except from what I heard, Paradise Hill, which is a neighboring town, rivals. Apparently they voted to let them stay in the league. What
did
I'm
St. Walburg get a vote?
9-1, 8-1. I don't think their vote would have mattered, Bells, but good question. Solid question.
Thanks.
So I just want to try and shed a little bit more light on this. So got a message from St. Walburg, or not from them, somebody that knows them, that said, hold the phones, they're going to be back. Don't count them out yet. They're taking it to Hockey Saskatchewan, Hockey Alberta, etc. I reached out to some people and they said, they can take it to whoever they want. If the league doesn't want you in the league,
yeah,
It doesn't matter who you.
This isn't provincials.
But I've heard they lawyered up.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard they lawyered up.
Well, is it episode of Suits?
Docuseries.
But somebody, Harvey, somebody said, why Spectre. Don't you, yeah, that's Harvey Specter. Mark Specter. Somebody said, why don't you go to the Sask West? Players get paid in that league. You're right in that area. Like, if you want to pay players, go play in a league that pays players.
Right.
But apparently, say, Wahlberg came back and said, Lashburn or Paradise Hill has a van that they let the players take to the games. Isn't that the same thing?
Right. You're getting
so that was kind of their stipendant. The team owns a van and the players drive it. So they're saying that should be considered payment as well. So they're kind of trying to push back and yeah.
What a rigmarole.
The Canadian Revenue Agency is going to have a heyday on the Nooner today.
Yeah. So they're saying other teams should be banned because players are carpooling with team funded fuel. So
wow.
Dicks. And
it's a nice, that's a nice comeback. That's a nice move.
But imagine being smart. In Wahlberg, all of a sudden you're given the ticket, and now you're out for the year, right? These guys are going to have to find a new team, which I'm sure a lot of them will. But that's the major news out of the
Sask West can't let him in quickly?
just play a reduced schedule.
Just reschedule the whole thing.
I let him bulk play.
Probably all make the playoffs anyways.
Two games in one night. Make it happen.
Love it.
Okay, so that's everything from the West. That was a long time. They got a lot.
The Alta? Yeah.
There's Sask Alta. All right, let's get the big one out of the way right in the middle here, boys. Sask Valley Hockey League. Where do we start on how the last week went down and the upsets? And so Keniston, first off, loses 6-4 last Wednesday night to Davidson.
Watch the game. I watched it on live, Barn.
Okay. They cock and walk. Top team in the province. Davidson is rolling.
Chest puffed out.
Puffed out chest.
They got all like took all the girls, took all the girlfriends home.
Looking good. So then they have Thursday off. They have Friday off, boys.
Nice little pregame skate Friday.
Arctic spa, hot tub. The boys are having a tub watching McNabb on the beer. Play for the Golden Knights. So Saturday they cruise down, which they know it's probably going to be a tough game, into Dinsmore.
And Dinsmore, by this time, do they know that Davidson's the number one team in the province?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If they listen to our show, yeah.
Dinsmore always knows. Big cinnamon bun guys. They always know what's going on and where they rank. So they are pumped for this game. Davidson, are they pumped? They're probably pretty pumped to play Keniston, but they go in. Tori Allen is not playing. I think he's suspended.
Slash.
One guy, whatever. But Dinsmore slaps him around 7-2. Shots 38-35. Senior hockey shots. You can't really take them with
the can't rely on those.
Grain of salt. But yeah, the Dinsmore Dynamos undefeated, knockoff Davidson. Huge win. Dynamo sitting at 5-0. Keniston, and then Saturday, Keniston off that loss, they got taken right to the end with Craik.
Wow.
7-6. Keniston in Keniston. In Keniston, boys. So, yeah, third period, Connor Gay scored at 16:31. That was the seventh goal. That was the game winner. Craik, Jared Broderson, 2 goals. Blair Jones, I guess, playing a ton for Craik. Lots of minutes.
Logging minutes.
45-ish, I heard he played.
Yeah, 45 of the good ones. So
I think Keniston had their backup in, but Keniston always gives up goals. They've never not given up goals.
Yeah, did Mike Reach play?
No.
Reach is not playing.
Hey, Chikai. Go ahead.
You know what I want to say? I like Dinsmore. I like the roster makeup, the construction of the roster out there. They don't have any 4 or 5 point a game guys. They just got a bunch of 1.5, 2 point a game guys. I think they're deep. They've got some locals with some junior B experience and stuff, which is important, right? If you're third, second, third, fourth line guy, and you've got a little bit of that experience and you're local, makes a big difference. And obviously their imports, Cassavant and Braden Camrud, new out there this year. They've been lighting it up. But from what I've been told, Declan Hobbs, Connor's younger brother out there, lights out. He's an import tender out there. 1.8 goals against average and a 9.43 save percentage. So my question is, are the Dynamos this good? Or is it kind of lightning in a bottle? All things are firing.
No. Dinsmore's been creeping for the last couple of years. They're a good young squad, lots of legs. Like you said, they're deep. I haven't watched them play.
Last year they won C Provincials?
Yeah. No,
they've been around.
Good squad. Okay. So is that a good enough answer to your question?
Great yeah. answer.
Okay.
Great High answer. And tight.
Awesome. Friday. When are we releasing this? Friday. Tonight. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock. Oh, I wish I could get to Craig in like 10 minutes. It wasn't 45 or 50 minutes away. Dinsmore playing in the little shoebox in Craig.
Take the chopper.
8 o'clock. Get there. Davidson Lorburn also Friday at 8, but don't sleep on this game. Sunday, Lorburner's home to Dinsmore, the Sunday afternoon sleeper at 4 o'clock. Don't sleep on Lorburn. Play now sports. I'd hit Lorburn on that money line as a sneaky bet. I think they're going to be sneaky against Dinsmore on Sunday. That's your Sask Valley Western Sales Roundup. Western Sales, your John Deere dealer in
Rosetown.
Outlook. Elrose. Davidson.
Central Butte. Davidson.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Bunch of weapons.
We talk about hiring technicians. If you're thinking about a job change this December, like many are, you can Western Sales it up. Tech, they're hiring techs and they put you through school and they buy everything you need and locations everywhere. Awesome pay. And they have one blaster of a Christmas party. Just one.
Big buzzer.
We got
the tweet.
It's just one big one in Saskatoon, I think it was.
Probably. Oh,
they just get buzzing. They probably hit the Sutherland around midnight.
Oh, congregate for sure. What hotel do they rent out? Rent out the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the bar.
They look after their folks. There's no doubt about it. They treat their employees well. Hey, Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. Don't look now, fellas, but the Grenfell Spitwagons have rattled off 6 in a row. They lost opening night. Since then, they've beat a lot of good teams. Tuesday night, they took down the Belcaris Horsemen 5-3. Little Tuesday evening action. So I've got my eye on the Grenfell Spitfires. Right now, kind of neck and neck with the Milestone Flyers. Obviously, Milestone is 5-0-0-1. We'll see how the Flyers make out going forward without Hulbagawax, who we talked about last show, is off to Sweden. And this is the one I got. It's not this weekend, but Milestone's next game, December 9th against Grenfell. That is going to set the tone for who is the power to be in the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. Wanted to highlight one guy as a Player of the Week nominee. Obviously, he didn't win yesterday when we awarded on the show. Donovan Newells of the Spits, a local who played last year in Slovakia and then in Belfast with the Giants.
Oh, guy's seen some shit.
Returned home. He also played U Sports for the U of S Huskies, I think, for 3 or 4 years. He leads the league in points right now in the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. Rumor is he's actually a local and doesn't just have a family cabin at Grenfell Beach. So apparently he actually is a local and he's lighting it up. I remember he played with the Seattle Thunderbirds, I think, when the Pats played them in the that year. Yeah.
Yep.
With Ethan Bear and Matthew Barzell and company.
That's where that name sounds familiar.
Huh. There you go. So that's cool. Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League.
Did you say you might go to that game December 9th in Grenfell?
I could get boots. Could happen.
Belcaris is also home to Lumsden that night, and Belcaris has a great tavern. I don't think I have anything going on that weekend. That is a game we should get out, take the Tarlac, do like a hot stove lounge, maybe Belcaris with a Bernie kind of fellow. or somebody in Grenfell. We should talk about this.
You know, like the obvious where we have to get to Rolo. Is Balgoni. That bar they have up there behind the benches is packed during the games. Licensed area, watch the game from the balcony. Well,
okay. Friday, December 8th, Balgoni is home to Raymore.
Let's do it.
8:15. If I have nothing, if Rome's doesn't get called up to play in the Bantam tournament, I'm there. Calling
it. Somebody text Lucky Linford.
Ah, shit. I got a Christmas party. I might be able to get out of it. It's my wife's.
Priority plan season. On that, though.
You know it. Go for a bit, eh? I could go for a bit, Shane, from the Northwest.
QVHL, yep.
Okay, that is Qu'Appelle Valley.
Let me rip off the Crossroads quick. They got a nice little site now. Hey, it's good. Crawford's home opener there on Saturday. Looseland comes in, beats them 8-7 in a shootout. So that would have been an awesome game. And then Kindersley's home opener that same night, Doddsland beats them 6-1. Kelsey Munch, I'm going to say, from Looseland. Munch. 6 points.
He's older.
Six apples. Leading the league with six apps. Just big dish guy. Big dish guy. And as we're recording this tonight, Doddsland's back in Corrobert for their for the Crossroads Wednesday game of the week. They have a Wednesday game every week. So that's
it. Can I chime in real quick?
Yeah.
Kelsey Munch is 42.
Wow. Leading the league, six apples. Doesn't like to shoot. Big pass guy. Good we job, could probably,
Kelsey.
We could use him when, Friday at 3. Big dish guy to shank.
We need, I'm dish guy. We need a finisher guy.
We do it because I'm dish guy too. Like I'm up to shink, out of the zone guy.
Especially,
I'm pretty sure early, Kelsey especially Mench.
We're talking about Friday hockey. Why are you interrupting us?
Why do you have to make us look bad?
Because you said you don't want him. You need finish guy. I'm pretty sure he could finish Fridays at 3, boys.
Well, you never know. It's pretty good out there.
Although that might be equivalent to the Crossroads.
Team White was average age of 23 last week, so it pumped us.
The average age of the Crossroads is about 18 and a half. But,
yeah, average age on Team Black last week was about 42, and average age on Team White was about 22, so it was discrepancies everywhere. Anyway,
you know that's Crossroads. You know why I don't shoot early in the year? Because it's early in the year.
I told Team White they don't hand out rings in November, fellas.
Exactly.
You know why I shoot all the time now? Your blackout stick, $129.99, top buzzing cheap it. Every time.
I saw your footage there, top chatter.
Oh, had him beat. 62-year-old goalie couldn't get back up.
Couldn't handle it.
Six.
Friday, 3 p.m.
Extreme hockey and sport. They have Nooner hoodies, Nooner t-shirts now for the holiday season, and the 129 blackout stick deal. 400 or 129, you figure out what you want to pay for a composite. It's really light and it's awesome.
Yeah. Stask Prairie Hockey League. Miota Combines 4-0. Everyone else has at least one loss. Turtleford's only played one game. They're 1-0. It's going to be Miota, Turtleford, Battleford's going to be in the mix. Neilberg will be middle of the pack. You know who's going to win the league. It's going to be it was always the Bynes. It always has been the Bynes. Shout out Zane Florence. He's their new weapon. He just finished his SJ career. He's got 12 points in 3 games. He played last year in his hometown, North Beautiful, North Battleford, in the SJ. He had 31 points and 225 PIMs. So, you know, he's going to be a perfect fit in the mixer in the Prairie, because that shit gets Western in the Sask Prairie. Things happen after the whistle.
I'm going to pull a Boz here. Can I jump in here? I want to give in that big while we're guy. On that league, 11-3, Glaslyn hammers up on Redbury. Chris Wilson, 3 goals, 1 assist. For Glaslyn in that one. And also we had Ray Harris, also known as Raymond Harris, 2 goals. And Darren Delaney, 2-1 for Glaslyn. So Glaslyn filling the net. And then Neilberg filled the net 8-0 on the Purdue Pirates. Was Purdue the team that took out the exit sign in the hallway, the tweet?
Yeah, apparently they have apologized and made it right. So respect that.
Brought their tools with them. Tegan Peters from Neilberg, 3 goals, 1 assist. And Tanner Gardapi, maybe have a Snickers, bud. 21 minutes in penalties in that game.
Calm down.
Lindsey Gibbons had 14, Cage Gray 14, Shane Nichols for the Purdue Pirates. So yeah, that's they were the Purdue Vandalizers.
The boys, you got to work the next day, fellas. Calm down.
Yeah, really. So that's our Sass Prairie. Where are we going next?
Let's get the the mud out of the way.
Who in the mud is having beers late Saturday afternoon in Swifty? Let's get some nooner gear out.
Send
in the
Swifty us a message.
Area. Yeah,
you Schenkel, look at Schenkel. Schenkel
you,
give
you're
you
looking
some,
to pick up some gear.
You know, Schenkel have some leftover wongs in a styrofoam container in his room. It'll be in the bar fridge. You'll have some drinks. Anyway.
Okay, get to your box scores here. Let's go.
Okay. Friday, Maple Creek, Barry's boys, their beat leader, 8-5. Gull Lake goes in, beats Frontier, 10-7. That would have been a good game. Lots of goals. And then
pull up the box score. Give someone a plug.
Gabri, hang on. I'm just going through everything here. Gabri goes into leader, and leader beats him, 6-5 in OT. So all I know, Tyler Logan, he's leading Gull Lake squad there. He's got 12 points, 6-6, and Gull Lake is 3-0. I don't know if – should I make the prediction they might not lose this year in the mud? Pretty safe, I'd
Bad
say, or
chance.
No?
Bad
you
chance.
Think they're going to lose?
Yes. I'm hammering that. Play now, sports, Nooner.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll lose. 28 goals for 16 again. They do give up a lot of goals. Shaughnavan's also undefeated. So it'll be interesting when those two teams play. But yeah, that's your
one. There's only one game in the league this week, and it's all the way in Maple Creek, right?
Well, don't drink the water.
Hey, I got to ask you, remember that goalie in Frontier, Frenchie?
Mm-hmm.
Darcy French, we talked about how he was just this local weapon.
Is he still buzzing?
Well, you just mentioned that they've been getting like steamrolled. Like, obviously, they don't have much in front of them because I see he's played both games. Going up 18 goals in two games. Maybe get Frenchie some freaking defense, boys.
Wish they'd give us their ages and stuff.
I remember last year we talked about what a weapon he was out there in Div 3.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's getting about 70 shots a night from what I was told.
Poor Frenchie.
White Mud Hockey
the Mud.
Sask East. Let's go Swifty Saturday night.
Where are you going?
Yeah, let's go Sask East.
Yeah. Did you guys see Churchbridge a week or so ago had their first game in 10 years?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
I saw a video of the game. Actually, it was streamed somewhere. TL Media, I think. It was absolutely, the Kaminsky was packed.
Nice.
Stands full, people all the way around the rink. It's pretty cool to see. I saw that, I don't have much on this league. I saw TL Media, who follows them, put out his power rankings. He had Rock City 1, Swan Valley 2, Theodore 3, Kenora 4, and then the bottom feeders kind of in the bottom half, including Wapella, who's 2-0 kind of in the middle. So according to him, Rock City, the team to beat again this year, they got that Thompson kid buzzing around. Don't count out the Buffs, though.
Never count out the Buffs.
Shout out to one of their guys there, Adam, who sent us a video driving the Zamboni. Apparently they had to take the Zamboni to a local farmer's shop to get fixed. And he was buzzing down Highway 16 with the Zamboni back into town today. A little dark, yet a vehicle behind him providing some light. But yeah, Sask East Hockey League, they do some great things out there. Game of the week is clearly Saturday night. There's no doubt about it. Minitonis, the Swan Valley Axemen, their top line was our players of the week this week. They are home to the Theodore Buffs. So TL Media's number 2 and number 3 ranked teams get at her Saturday night, 8 o'clock in Manitoba.
While we're on this, let's give a big plug to our friends at PlayNow.com. The Monday Nooner deal. If you're looking to sprinkle, do a little responsible gambling, $10 gets you 100 free. Yes, that's right. $10 gets you 100 free. Nooner is the promo code. Nooner. PlayNow.com. Brandon, a little bit, though, sometimes it's tricky. You got to do a call-in, right, to register?
You and I both had to. Quick.
Belts was buzzing. They knew I'd lose all my money in the slots right away.
Put
so like, oh, make his go quick.
Put this guy in quick.
Yeah, put him in, get him in. Sucker. No, it was good. It was easy, though. It was super easy.
Yeah, mine was one quick phone call, 2 minutes. I was up and humming. PlayNow.ca, Nooner promo code. Our last league is the Big Sexy. Shout out Big Six. They are having their 65th anniversary season this year. Fired up in 1959 out there in the Working Man's League. Don't have much new in that league. I did want to say, though, it's a shame that Mooseman and Redvers don't play till December 22nd, which is 3 weeks away. Because that
Christmas.
Is
Christmas. Everyone home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. The Mike Schwain and Mooseman. Always a good time. Little Christmas special. Redvers is in town. Now, I was trying to look back because Redvers has been the class of the league for quite a while. I believe they've won, including league and playoffs, at least 10 in a row against Mooseman.
Wow.
So they've clearly dominated them, but the Rangers are undefeated this year, 5-0. They're top of the Big Six right now. So, yeah, I can't wait till that one, December 22nd. I might have to cancel my family Christmas plans and just get in the Schwain Arena on the 22nd. But that's a couple weeks away. But I just wanted to say that that's the one I'm looking forward to. And I don't have the schedule up in front of me. What's coming up this weekend? Although it looks like Redvers is home to Oxbow Friday night. Should be a good game. Mooseman gets Kipling. That probably won't be overly close. Two rivals Saturday, Bean Fate and Carnduff. That'll be a good one Saturday in the Big Six. Put a wrap on the recap and the come up for senior hockey. And of course, we've got to get into our General Well Servicing senior hockey top 10 for this week. Always hiring, looking for winch truck and 1A drivers out there in the Southeast and also in North Dakota as
both
well.
Both sides of the border now.
Humming. Looking. Boys are humming.
If you have your 1A.
A1. Money. Yeah. 1A. Either of you have the last weeks in front of you?
Yes. Radville, Lanigan, Willow Cree were the honorable mentions. In 10 was Dalmany, Foam Lake. In 9, Milestone. 8, Rokenville. 7, Mooseman. 6, it was Keniston dropping all the way to 5. Wilkie. 4, Grenfell. 3, Wadena. Number 2 after that huge come-from-behind win. And the new number one team last week was the Davidson Cyclones.
I'm smelling some changes.
Changes are abreast. Who wants to kick off with the honorable mentions?
It's busy in honorable mention country. It's always honorable mention season. We got one here. Radville is going to stay in an honorable mention just because strength of schedule, strength of league in there. We're just not quite sure on them yet. Foam Lake is going down to an honorable mention because they played two bloody games. Like Foam Lake, your sample size isn't big enough. We don't know. So Foam Lake, honorable mention. The other one, Wainwright. A lot of uncertainty in that league right now with Wahlberg hitting the bricks. And the other honorable mention, fellas, a team, an up-and-coming team from the Sask East. They're undefeated. The Swan Valley Axe Murderers.
I like it.
You know how hard it is to do a top 10 when you've got 13 leagues?
Yeah, I do.
Like, no matter what, there's at least three leagues pissed off. And then several other teams. You know, it's more of an almost, we call it the Nooner Top 10, and that's what it is, but it's almost like a weekly power ranking.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Who's hot right now? Who's buzzing out there?
Thanks to everyone who direct messages us and just, in other words, players or games or tidbits on games, or they played this backup goalie or they did this, because frick, we can't.
That's awesome. So
thanks to all of our contributors, the Nooner Nation. I hate that name, but I just said it.
It is. Okay, let's fire it up.
Let's ride.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
Number 10.
Nation, number 10.
The Milestone Flyers. I still think they're pretenders, but they're hanging on. They're 5-0-1. Gellowitz is kicking in the pipes.
Big G-Wits.
Number 9.
Undefeated up north, about 25 minutes out of Saskatoon in a really cold but good rink. The Dalmany Kachinas.
Number 8.
This is crazy that I'm saying this right now, fellas, but at number 8, the Keniston light snowfall guys. Oh, lady, did they drop.
Number 7.
Wow.
Number seven. I think they stay in the same spot out there. Number one in the Sask East power rankings, no doubt. Number seven in the province, the Rock City, Rokenville, Audgies, boys, Tigers.
Number six.
Staying in number six, still a good squad. A lot going to be, not decided, but a lot is going to be told of this team in the next little bit, I feel. The Moosomin Rangers.
Number five.
Flash in the pan last week. I think they're kind of back where they maybe should be. I don't know if that's the right word or not. I guess we'll see if they prove us wrong or not. The Davidson Tornadoes.
Number four.
Same as last week from the Sask West, the Wilkie Outlaws. Undefeated.
Number three.
As we talked about, these guys have won six in a row after losing their first game to the Bethune Bulldogs.
That's who they lost to?
Yeah. Game one. These guys are staying at number
three. The wrong nine showed up.
Corey Wolf's boys, the Grenfell Spit Triggers.
Number two.
Number two, these guys are no stranger to our top 10, especially the upper echelon the last few years. The Wadena Wagons.
Wagons are getting close, hey? They're getting close to being the top team. They've been loitering around for 3 years.
Nipping at it.
Defending provincial B champs out there.
Nipping at the heels.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
This is a bit of a change, fellas.
Yeah.
We need some music.
Have they ever been in our top 10?
I don't know.
Yes.
Ever been an honorable mention?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they have, for sure.
Very rarely. They have not been on our radar a lot, but when you beat the number one team in the province, you get to the top. And this week, the number one team in Saskatchewan, according to the Monday Nooner, is the Dinsmore Dynamos. I used to call them the Dinoshmos. Can't do that anymore.
You did, Kat. You beat the champs. You got to beat the champs to be the champs.
Unbelievable that they are there. They got a couple tests, though, right? Like we talked about coming up this weekend. Well, they got one on Sunday as they take on Loreburn, the 19ers. So that's a road game, too. I don't know. I think I heard Dinsmore this year, too. They're honoring a Dion Brick with a special ceremony.
Talk to some people in there, and I actually, in their organization, you know, a lot of teams would be excited to be number one. I don't know that they wanted this attention brought on themselves because there has been a bit of a kiss of death.
Kiss of death. The Nooner kiss of death.
That's the other one. Don't forget, Friday night they're in Craik to take on the Warriors. So Craik, they're going to probably hear this, and number one team is in Craik Friday night.
Oh, wow. Woo! Yeah. They were supposed to play Kyle on Wednesday. It got canceled. But will the Dynamos be 7-0 when we do this again in 7 days' time? That's the question. Or will the Nooner curse hit the Cinnamon Bun City?
Cinnamon buns.
That is the top 10 for General Well Servicing. Hey, don't forget GB Construction Gear. And if you're looking for some gear on the Christmas holiday season, you can't get to Extreme Hockey and Sport, message the Monday Nooner guys. We'll figure it out. We're traveling around the province trying to hook up some way, somehow. Shirts, hoodies, toques, hats on the way. And GB Construction, the beauties there, sponsor of all the Monday Nooner gear. That's it, fellas, for the week. We're back next week. Let's go do that hockey.
Have a good week.
Later.